You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Monetary Policy Committee of the Reserve Bank of India kept the benchmark repo rate unchanged at 6.50% and retained its tightening stance, signaling a longer time frame for rate cuts. While the rate pause decision was unanimous, the decision to retain the stance as withdrawal of accommodation had one dissenting voice, that of external member Jayant Verma in the six-member MPC. "It is a pause in this meeting of the MPC and I have not said anything about the pivot. Whatever I said in the last meeting, that it is not a policy pivot, I reiterate that," Governor Shaktikanta Das told reporters after the monetary policy announcement. "Our goal is to achieve the inflation target of 4% and keeping inflation within the comfort band of 2-6% is not enough," Das said. Analysts, however, do not expect inflation to fall to the RBI's 4% medium-term target in a sustainable manner for some time. Moving on, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has asked the interim resolution professional of Go First to submit the airline services resumption plan after receiving the approval from the Committee of Creditors. Only when the COC approves the plan for restarting the services, the aviation regulator will examine it, sources said. The COC is likely to hold its first meeting on Friday. Central Bank of India, Bank of Baroda, IDBI Bank and Deutsche Bank are the main lenders to the airline, which owes Rs. 6,521 crore to its financial creditors, according to its filings with the National Company Law Tribunal. Of this, Rs. 1,300 has been drawn under the government's Emergency Credit Line Guarantee Scheme. Upon including the dues of the vendors, the total dues of the airline stands at Rs. 11,463 crore. As first reported by FE, the IRB submitted a six-month revival plan to the DGCA around a week ago, stating that the airline is ready to resume operations with 26 operational aircraft in its fleet and 400 pilots on its rolls. Meanwhile, OpenAI Chief Executive Officer Sam Altman on Thursday said there is a need to think about regulations around artificial intelligence in order to prevent any downsides. Speaking at the Digital India Dialogues at the Indraprastha Institute of Information Technology, Delhi, Altman said during his meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the two talked about the opportunities the country presents and the need to think about global regulations to ensure that some of the downsides are prevented. With regard to investments in Indian startups, the OpenAI CEO said the company is looking to fund them and has held discussions. Altman described his meeting with Modi as enjoyable and said that he specifically asked about India's early and extensive adoption of ChatGPT, to which the Prime Minister provided great answers. According to sources, Altman also met Communications and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology Rajiv Chandrasekhar. In other news, London-headquartered Vedanta Resources' gross debt has fallen 20.40% to $7.8 billion from $9.8 billion in the 12 months to March 2023. It has fallen further to $6.4 billion as of May due to continued deleveraging and significant improvement in balance sheet. VRL, the parent company of India mining major Vedanta, has generated EBITDA of $4.6 billion in FY23, the second highest level, and free cash flow, pre-capex of $2.8 billion, it said in a regulatory update. "Going forward, we expect further improvement in our capital structure based on the robust EBITDA and free cash flow estimates for FY24. As part of our ongoing balance sheet management, all maturities for first quarter of FY24 have been prepaid. With no significant maturities for the next 6 months, the group is now focused on addressing 2024 and beyond and remains fully confident that it will continue to meet all its maturities in a timely manner," it added. And finally, an important update for all domestic air passengers. Indira Gandhi International Airport has launched a new initiative which allows passengers to use the DigiYatra facility without downloading the mobile application. As per Delhi International Airport Limited, the initiative launched at Terminal 3 will allow passengers to use DigiYatra through a three-step registration process. The initiative will allow passengers to travel using their face as their identity inside the airport. This passenger-first initiative has been undertaken by DIAL based on demands from passengers seeking further simplification of the process for the usage of DigiYatra, said DIAL, which manages and operates the airport. DigiYatra is a digital platform for air travelers in India, which makes the process of air travel more convenient and efficient for passengers by using facial recognition technology, was launched on December 1, 2022. The initiative ensures faster mobility of passengers to boarding gates hassle-free. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.